Blog Talk Radio.
Go right here, Brother Ozzie.
Okay, well, that was kind of a shocker there.
No, what happened is... go right ahead. Just continue with your conversation.
Okay, great. Yes, and what happens is, a lot of times, you know, when we see these businesses in our neighborhood, and we look at them, and we know they're not businesses that are owned by us. They treat us any kind of way when we come in there to spend our money, and we walk away satisfied and not complaining about it, steady spending our money in there. And this is what we're talking about. This is what our Black Belt Wall Street Business Association is about again, networking and marketing African-American businesses. We do ask you as a businessman or as an individual, support this Blog Talk Radio show. Support it. And how do we mean supporting it? Become a member of this Blog Talk Radio show. It's not expensive to become a member of this Blog Talk Radio show. We encourage you to come to the Black Belt New Africa Business Association. Check out our webpage out, our website out. You'll see the things that we have on there that we're offering the community. Many things that we're offering the community, but most of all, what we're offering you is an opportunity without the cost that you would pay these major marketing companies to come in and have your business not only marketed around the United States, but all around the world. All around the world. And to have something like have your business market or network with other businesses that are around the world. One of our big portions of our show has been in very recent times is networking and doing some marketing businesses in Africa, trying to find out if we can do business in Africa and that, which is a good thing, too, because we're going to eventually have to, you know, do big business in Africa. It's something in the future. We see China, Russia, and other European countries. They're coming into Africa, and they're mainly in there. They're bringing some type of need that the Africans have. But the big thing is they're taking resources out of the country, valuable resources that the Africans, what they're getting in exchange for it, isn't as valuable for what they're giving up. And, you know, once we have businesses established here in America, we have a greater positive and stronger attraction and input to help our brothers and sisters over in Africa to establish their businesses. Because right now they need finance from us primarily. Finance. Not articles. Food. Well, they need food. They need food, yes. But they really need money to buy things that they want, that they think they need. And that we can't dictate that to them whatsoever. But, yes, again, you know, these are the opportunities that we offer for you to be a part of New Africa Black Belt Wall Street Business Association and let it be known. It's just like Brother Bilal said earlier, banks, African-American banks can only grow when they have members and depositors putting their monies in the bank and trying to be, and being a part of the growth, not trying to be, being a part of the growth of the bank. And this is the same thing with the New Africa Black Belt Business Association, Black Belt Wall Street Business Association. That's how we're going to grow. That's how we grow different businesses together, by you coming and being a part of this. Be a part of it. Let us know who you are. Tell us what you have to say. We want to share that with everybody around the world that you want to know. But another thing that I want to talk about is our Veterans Day that's coming up. Brother Bilal and I both are Vietnam veterans, combat veterans, and we've seen our part we have nothing to talk about when it comes to the good times in combat. There are some good times in combat, and that's just being a
and
friend
me,
with another brother.
Brother Man Moon.
Yeah.
Moon.
How you doing, my brother?
Brother Man, Salaam Alaikum. Salaam Alaikum. Salaam. Go ahead. Go ahead and
glad
talk.
Glad to hear
go
your
and
voice,
talk,
my
bro.
Brother.
It's good to hear you too, brother.
Oh, man, I'm glad. Brother Bilal.
Yes, yes, I'm right here.
Brother Bilal.
Yes, yes.
You know,
right
you know who we got? You know who that brother is, right?
Brother Moot Mean. Brother
you know
Man. Brother Man Moot Mean.
Oh, son of Lagan. Oh, indeed.
Well, it's a slime, boo, boo.
Okay, my brother. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you and for listening up to
yes,
us,
sir.
Too. And what
yes,
I wanted
sir.
To say was about our veterans. A lot of people don't know the contributions the African-American veterans have made to this country is because the media, they don't talk about it. The media is not going to glorify
right.
that. They glorify
right.
people like John Wayne and this and that. They glorify people like Artie Murphy. Okay. Artie Murphy was a combat hero. Yeah. I don't think he did no more than things that other African Americans did. Matter of fact, I know I was with a brother in Vietnam. His name was Leon Mukes. He was a Chicago fellow. Leon was with 326th Marines, a new unit that was activated out of the 3rd. The Marine Division. Leon Mukes was in combat. Leon, he was such a jungle fighter, and not regular. He was an infantryman. Leon had about four Purple Hearts, 3 Silver Stars, 4 Bronze Stars, Navy Achievement. Navy Achievement.
Oof.
Now, this brother, when he left Vietnam with that last Purple Heart. He went to a place called Marine Barracks Sasebo, Japan.
Okay.
And that's where he was when he got out. But I'm sure, you know, this is just one of the many brothers. And Brother Marion, I know you knew of veterans also because you work with a CAC unit, which I would never want to work with because it's only a few Marines out there with the Arvins, and you're all out there by yourself.
Yeah. That's right.
You get attacked
that's right.
at any
and
time, and you ain't got no help.
That's right, and that's the truth. That's the truth. That's the truth. And you know what, brother? It was a brother named Earl James Jr. He's from New York City.
Okay.
And he, for some reason, he was a good brother, but he made two turns. I made one turn back into the day of Vietnam. He did two turns, and he got out, and they didn't give him no benefits from VA. His score was so short, you know. And he served.
Well,
he got out. He didn't get no honors from the VA, so he came to me and told me, "How do I get the benefits?" I told him, "Man, you have to go down there and talk to them people, man. You have to demand your benefits." So that's what I think he did.
Yeah.
I ain't heard nothing else from him, and that's been a while. That's been back in 71.
Well, brothers have suffered like that, you know, and many of them haven't got anything what they deserve. Matter of fact, the president came on this year, Joe Biden, with the Secretary of Defense, and they stated, this is a matter of record, They stated that the veterans, African-American veterans, have been discriminated against for a long time, and they know it, and they realize it, and they're going to try to do something about it. Now, they come up with this in 2023. I don't know when you got out of the Marine Corps. I got out of the Marine Corps January of 1970. And here it is,
I got out
2023. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's been a long time, boy. When, that's been a long time, man.
Yeah, and they just coming up with talking about they come up with talking about African Americans. They just realized that we have been grossly discriminated. You know, that's right there, make you want to regurgitate, brother. You know, just
I know, brother.
Well, bros, you have to remember, after World War II and during World War II, when you was all those medals you was just talking about, the brothers got, Brother Aziz.
Yeah.
I mean, I got one Purple Heart, and believe me, I don't never want to get another one. But the brothers that served World War II, they couldn't even get medals. They couldn't get medals at all because medals didn't go to black soldiers. As a matter of fact,
that's right.
Remember when the brothers
they
came
home? They kept us in the dark, brother.
Yes.
They kept us in the dark, man. Go ahead.
Well, because the big situation, not only could they not get medals, but after World War II, when the war ended, the United States government went to what was called the New Deal. And the New Deal is when the government, the federal government, was saying that they wanted to become vested with all of the soldiers that was returning from World War II, and to show their appreciations for our services and that hard war that we fought in the not only in the Pacific, but over in Germany and the Pacific at the same time. After the hard war, they said that they wanted to become vested with all of the soldiers that were returning, and so they started what was called the Veterans Housing Bill, and this is where. This is how the veteran housing bill that we have today first got started. But the veterans housing bill was given to everybody but black soldiers. Black soldiers could not get the homeowners bill.
They didn't know nothing about it. They didn't know nothing about it.
This is how redlining started.
That's right.
They put redlining in our communities and said that our communities didn't have any equity, and they wouldn't allow the communities to have any equities. We didn't have the housing bill until the late 60s. So when it comes to racial discrimination and black folks being used as a fighting pawns for this country, that's just what. Brothers. In other words, my point is, when it comes to racial discrimination, that's something that is has been the norm for this country, and so that's why here in Washington D.C. we have a Veterans Association. As a matter of fact, we have a we're going to be celebrating this Saturday. But I mentioned Washington, D.C. and our Veterans Association here in Washington, D.C. Remember, when you start saying that we have brothers and sisters in many, many areas of the country that don't know how to go after their benefits, then that's why in Washington, D.C., a national veterans organization. And that national veterans organization is serving as an liaison, and as an liaison, I mean that they will be the voice, because we're in Washington, D.C., where all the power is at. We can be the voice,
right,
veterans, all African-American veterans all over the country. That's why asking that you become members, become a part of us, because we're here in Washington, D.C., where the power is at. So if we have the numbers, we can go to the president, we can go to the legislators, we can go to Congress, we can go to the governors.
Right.
And I tell them, I say, look, we got brothers in Mississippi, we got a brother in New York, we got a brother in Chicago, we got a brother in many, many areas. They can't get to you, but we're acting out. We're the, so again, there's many that we have to come together and put our numbers and our strength together, because, see, this is something that legislators, white legislators, aren't used to African Americans becoming a powerful unit and being unified together as to where we're working for each other. So, it's very important that we come together, and this is why we started Black Belt Wall Street. Again, we're bringing back what Booker T. Washington and the Black Belt Business District. Bring that kind of power.
And don't forget the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and W.D. Muhammad. Don't forget them, the pioneers, man.
They
pioneers.
You're absolutely right. All of them worked together.
That's right, brother.
And built them. As a matter
That's
of fact,
right.
when
yep.
the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad independently created more black businesses in this country that, as far as African Americans, no one
created
that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad created. So, again, see, that's the kind of unity I'm saying we got to bring back. And we can, but we have to bring it back by being unified
and
powerful together. So, yes, please, by all means, our website and check us out. BlackBeltWallStreet.com.
Okay.
We'd love for you to become members. Brothers and sisters, all of our mics are open. So the same way you hear us talking, those of you that are out there that are listening, you can join in. I have all the mics open. Yeah. The only thing I ask is that you put yourself on mute if you're having noise in the background, because the noise in the background, we're going to be able to hear it. Our radio can pick up very sensitive very sensitive voices. So join us. Opening mics up to everyone, and especially when it comes to this veterans conversation, because we there's so much that the veterans, just like we served overseas and in wars, we can also serve our communities.
That's right, is
the unity. So our mics are open. We welcome everybody's conversation. And brothers, continue, please.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because it begins with us.
We got to be the foot soldiers. It begins with us, brother. Serious.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. You know? Okay, I'll tell y'all about two war stories. One war story is I'm riding on the back of a truck with some guys, a deuce and a quarter, or a 6-5. We're riding on the back of there, and we're coming through a village.
Mm-hmm.
And this truck don't have no top on it, no canvas on it. And we're riding along, and these little purple tablets that we used to use to heat our food with, you know, if you're out there, you're not in the bush for a while. These little purple tablets, they were heat tabs. And the guys, Yeah, the HC rations, right. Mm-hmm. Some guys lit that thing and threw it off the back of the truck, and the kids thought it was some candy.
Okay.
And it burnt the kids. I know it burnt the kids' hands, and then I grabbed this joker man and beat him upside his head and say, man, why you do some stuff like that? And the next group of people come through here, they're gonna probably throw a hand grenade or something on the next group of jarheads that come through here on the truck, and they ain't going to know what hit them because of this evil stuff. So my point of telling this war story is all that glory and stuff that people talk about, that's not so. They don't know. And I'm just giving you one person's point of view from where I've seen it. Everywhere I've seen that I've been when I was in the military in a foreign country, our troops treated those people like they were nothing.
That's
right. They made up names for them.
Aziz, go and tell the truth about it. The truth of it is those white soldiers just had no respect for those folks who are Orientals.
Well, that's the truth.
I've been through it.
That's the truth.
See, that the white guys, the same discrimination that we go through with these folks here in the United States, the same white folks didn't have no respect because those folks wasn't white. Their kids, their women, they just wasn't white.
That's right.
Americans.
That's right.
That's correct.
I felt so sorry for a few of them when I was over there, man. I felt so sorry for them, man. I was, man.
Mm-hmm.
It was so hard. It was hard trenches, man. Because you know your heart go out to them people, man. How they was treated, man.
Yeah.
Oh God, it made you think, man, that the wrong about those soldiers that we was with. Man, it was so wrong, man.
Yeah.
So wrong, but we didn't know how to speak out. We didn't know how to speak out for them at that time, you know?
That's right.
Exactly.
And that's why I'm saying we need to come together. Anyone that is listening, you have someone in your family who is a veteran, you should call them to the mic. Because now they can talk about stuff that's been suppressing them for years, and we don't know how to speak out.
We're gonna get organized. Believe me, brother, we're gonna get organized. This is not just the first, but this got to be ongoing, man. We got to seriously put some fire behind our ongoing doing. You've been doing it, and we just got to pick it up. Pick the torch up and carry it on, brother. That's right. We can't stop now. That's what W.E. Muhammad can say. We cannot stop now. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. We've come too far.
Can't stop now, brother.
Stop.
We came too far.
Absolutely.
Too far. Can't stop now.
You know, this radio program has been going on 8 years, and many times I wanted to stop, and Brother Bilal wanted to keep going on. And the reason why I wanted to stop was because lack of participation in the community. I mean, you know, from the top to the bottom of the community, we weren't getting no participation.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're trying to help get something going on. But as we stayed on, Bilal stayed on and then kept the show going on because he's the one started this show, you know, and it's slowly we've had a lot of opportunities come our way to present to the community, and that's what we've been trying to
and
do.
Look
here. We're not trying. That's what we've been doing.
It's ongoing.
And we will continue on, you know.
Please. Yes, indeed. It's ongoing, man. We can't stop now, man. Can't stop now. But I listened to a few lectures on YouTube, and you just can't stop now. We can't stop now, brother. Too many people have been out there. Marcus Garvey, Garvey, Honey B. Elijah Muhammad. We can go down the line. Malcolm X, man, all these fellas.
Right.
They put a lot the input into, and we cannot stop now. We can't stop now.
Well, we got to. No, you can't even consider stopping. because the truth of the matter is, when you start talking about what's going on over there in Israel and Palestine and the United States, we as African Americans here in this country, we are the Palestinians. We They would love to bomb us and blow us to bits if they could.
And get rid of us. These so-called Klansmen, all them big office workers, them Klansmen, they still exist. They still exist in the military and in civilian life. They still exist. They know how to disguise their sheep, man. And, you know, God knows. We just have to. We can't. I'm serious, man. I try to make it to Juma every Friday. I don't think about missing a Friday of Juma. But let me tell you something. We can't stop now, man. For real. That's real, man. We got to pick up that torch and carry that thing on, man. For real.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Yeah. Like I said, brothers and sisters, also, our mics are open. Mm-hmm. Anyone who is listening to us, we can hear you also. Let me just ask this, Brother Aziz. Mm-hmm. Is Brother Rashid out of Delaware, our new director, is he with us?
Yes, sir, I'm here, brothers. Assalamu alaikum. Good to hear you, brothers.
Walaikum
assalam. Walaikum assalam, brother. This is one of our younger Marines, and so we need all of us. We got to circle the wagon with all of our veterans.
And the more the merrier, the more the merrier, brother. The more the merrier. The merrier.
Bring peace to our communities.
Mm-hmm.
We're the ones
that
bring
peace. I was about to say, Brother Bilal, I think one thing I would highly recommend, I was just in listening to the show today from a listener's point of view, the people who aren't talking probably need to mute them. Because it like when one of you guys are talking, you can hear the other guy saying and
yes.
I don't know for the other listeners, but it kind of sounded like very cloudy. But I would recommend that moving forward in the rest of the shows, because of all of the shows that I've listened to, this one was a little harder to listen to because while one person was talking, you can hear somebody in the background either agreeing or saying something or start talking too, and they're both talking at the same time, maybe because there's a delay. But what you guys have said is true, and for the younger people, anybody that's listening, I think, you know, it's definitely time for us to step up and to assist with the movement you guys are moving, you know, in the direction you guys are taking this thing. And from Marcus Garvey to all of the gentlemen you guys have mentioned, I really think with all that's going on in the world, all the racism, Black Wall Street shows that none of that even matters if we work together. If we work together because we are the biggest consumers, if we pool our resources together instead of giving it to other people, then it doesn't matter how much racism is in the world.
Hold it just a minute, brother. We just need to remind the audience that when they get on the phone, to mute their phone. So that's why I'm getting ready to mute mine, so we can just remind the people that gets on the phone, please remute your phone now. Going back to remute.
Yes, sir, because that's what I was going to say. Once I stop speaking, I will mute myself. I think whoever is speaking, everybody else that's not speaking, we should make it just a practice to mute ourselves so that even if we're agreeing with that person, nobody else will hear it, and it just makes everything sound so much smoother. So I always want to thank you, brothers, man, because like I told Brother Bilal, and I think I briefly spoken with Brother Aziz on the last episode.
Yeah.
I want to be a part of it. I've been talking about Black Wall Street for years, and big student of Dr. Claude Anderson, who has a book titled Powernomics. if you're a reader, I would recommend everybody listening to pick up that book called Powernomics by Dr. Claude Anderson. And it is everything that these
brothers
are talking
about. Where you get it
at, brother? You can get it off of Amazon. And you can get it off Amazon. And it is a book that I think every black household should have, because he speaks about what would resurrect Black Wall Street and what needs to be done. And you guys are talking about it, but us putting it in action and in motion. And I tell you, Brother Bilal, I'm going to work very hard on this Delaware side to get in touch with him, and hopefully maybe we can get him on the radio show to kind of talk about it. So with that, I'm going to leave you guys as I initially greeted with Assalamu Alaikum, and I'll listen as everybody else. Peace be upon you, brothers.
Well, like let
me just say, brothers and sisters, if you're ready to speak, simply unmute yourself, because what happens when we have an open mic, if we had a guest speaker, everybody would be on mute. I can control that here from my board. I can control every call that's coming through. But when I have an open mic and I want to hear from the community, I unmute, just like now. Everyone is unmute. And so, like I said, if you can hear me, we'll be able to hear you. But at the same time, noise in the background, or are we all trying to speak at the same time? Of course, that's not going to work. So, again, thank everyone for their comments. And if you're ready to speak, simply unmute yourself and come right on in and say what you want. Because, like I said, tonight is an open mic. An open mic means that we want to hear from anyone and everyone. And so thanks so much for your attention and your patience. And now, brothers and sisters, I am going to turn it right back over to you. Anyone who wishes to talk about any of our topics, of course, like I said, we're honoring our veterans. This is our Veterans Day weekend. And again, here in Washington, D.C., I'm certain in many other areas, we will be celebrating the Muslims Veterans Association here in Washington. And again, we have a local post, and we suggest that all of you start a local post in your own area. And we also have a national. And again, our national is the ones where we have a liaisons that works with the powers to be. And they're down on the hill lobbying to whoever that we can lobby to, the president, the congressmen, the senators, business associations, local governments, whoever have any power when it comes to veterans' benefits, is all right here in Washington, D.C. So our national representatives want to represent the entire nation. So again, in order to get in touch with our Veterans Association, you can come through us, and we will turn your information over to our Veterans Association. And by coming to us, our email is nabassc@gmail.com. I will repeat that, nabassc@gmail.com. Or you can go to our website. And that is New Africa Black Belt Wall Street Business Association www.thevaporizerbrand.com. So, again, our mics are open. Brothers and sisters, we welcome your comments.
Okay. Brother Maron, look here. You know, we got now after the veterans, we got the Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is heading this way. And we got the time to be grateful. The time to be grateful always happens during the December month, and that's next month. So
yes.
How you feel about that?
Oh, we should support all of our associations.
Yeah.
Because, again, the time to be grateful is our newspaper. And certainly that newspaper started by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad still continues to go into every black community in this country. So that is a center of information, like you said, started by our leader almost 100 years ago, and that newspaper is still circulating. And so the time to be grateful is going to be in New Jersey this year. So by all means, we should support all of our associations that can bring about the unity that we're trying to bring about in our communities. So, yes, good point, brother. Thanks for bringing that up.
Brother Bilal,
good point.
One of the
you
things
it
I
up.
Wanted
you cleared
to bring
it up for
was,
me. You cleared it up for me. That's it. Huh?
No, go right ahead, brothers. Your mics are open. I know. Don't worry. Just go right ahead. We hear you. Go right ahead.
This is Brother Aziz. I want to mention the fact that the Muslim American Veterans Association had been on a number of events over the years that were national events, Labor Memorial Day Parade, Veterans Day Parade. And at these events we went to, we met some different organizations. And one of the organizations we met, Brother Bilal, you and I were together at this time, was these African-American sisters that have an organization. And the head of it was a colonel. Had a Lieutenant Colonel buddy, and remember one of the sisters had her uniform on back from World War II.
Yep.
Mm.
And she said, I could still
get in it.
I could still get in it.
Wow.
And I have those sisters, I have those sisters' cards in that, which I need to pull up. And what I'm saying is they have a black woman's veterans organization. We also have a black organization, veterans organization, that's in Washington, D.C., too, that we haven't really networked with. And I'm just bringing this up to wherein it may be something that we would like to consider, that the Muslim American Veterans Association do some networking with these other African-American organizations and see where we can network and do things together, because we're all veterans and, you know, we're all trying to get benefits for our membership. I'm sure of that. I'm positive of that. But what else can
we
do?
We all have
together?
Something to offer. All got something to offer. You're right. You're so right, brother. You're so right. You're so right.
Yeah, so
helpful, man.
That's something I wanted to throw out there that you know, if any other veterans are listening, that we consider bringing that up one day at our meeting on our show about these organizations, or we'll bring that up at a regular veterans meeting. But I wanted to throw that out there since we were talking about veterans, and that's all I have to say. I'll go back on mute.
I got a few brothers that I know personally, but I got to get in contact with them. Get in contact with them. And let them know what we got here in Washington, D.C. So I tell you what, with me, I'm going to definitely get in touch with the people, but get contacts so we can have make this thing stronger. You know what I'm saying? We can't stop now, for real. And to make it a little bit stronger so we can participate when these affairs come about. You know what I'm saying? Time to be grateful. The Memorial Days, sometime 4th of July, you know what I'm saying? We got to come together, bring this thing strong. So Washington D.C. is well, Washington D.C. and the world represent. They represent. Them brothers got something going on. We got something going on, brother. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I want. I just want to put it out there, brother. So if anybody got any input, let's do it. Let's do it.
You know, and the proud thing about being a veteran in our association, remember, we are the American Muslims Veterans Association. We are totally unique. There isn't, and there's never have been a Muslims Veterans Association. That's why when Brother Aziz, and let me just say, Brother Aziz is one of the original founders of our Veterans Association. We go back many years. We're not a young Veterans Association. But my point is this, is that when we, like this coming weekend, we will all be dressed in our dress blues. And our dress blues consist of a blue suit, and we have our emblem, our veteran emblem on our chest that says the American Muslim Veterans Association. And, of course, we have our headpiece, our head cover. It also have a emblem that says American Muslims Veterans Association. So when we...
Let me jump in right there. One second. We got to always keep this out front. It's MAVA.
I mean, yes,
that's what it is.
It all stands it all comes down to
Muslim Americans. Yeah, we Muslim American Veterans Association.
Yes,
Muslims. We Muslim first and American second.
Right, okay, well, again, I stand corrected, but my point is this. Muslim American veterans are extremely unique, and when we go places, especially when we have our dress blues on, everywhere we go, we are the ones who are going to receive the biggest recognition. When we are in parades, or when we go down to the veterans memorials, the Vietnam memorial, and when we go down there, there are many, many veterans organizations that will be in town this weekend. But when we go down there and we have our, we all are dressed in our dress blues, and we see that American Muslims veterans, everyone, we're getting the attention from everyone. Everyone is coming up congratulating us, but it's how unique and how proud we present ourselves to the communities because, again, American Muslim veterans are showing that, yes, we serve just like all of our Christian veterans or what have you, but we serve just like them, but we continue to serve our communities and our countries. But we serve and we are proud of being American Muslim veterans. So when the brother was talking about many events, it doesn't have to be Veterans Day. think of how proud it would be if we went to a time to be grateful, and we have a Muslim veterans dressed in their dress blues with their emblems of American Muslim veterans, and we all are there together with our wives and our families and what have you. In other words, we're very, very proud in presenting ourselves to the community, and the community welcome us with big arms. And so I just want to, I wanted to share that. So again, that's what I wanted to share that with you. Our mics are open.
Yeah.
We continue to continue this conversation with each other.
Yeah. Yeah, and that share means so much with you bringing that up, letting you know that on my behalf, bringing that up and making it a part of our conversation, because we it's so much in need. We're so much in need to be represented, man. It's just a shame. It's just a shame that the brothers that went over there and lost their lives for no reason at all, and no representation, man, no representation. What is a flag and a parade? What is that? That is nothing compared to the brothers and sisters that they lost their life, they gave their all for this country, and get so little or nothing. You know what I'm saying? So little or nothing. And I want to recommend, and I appreciate y'all coming on with this program, that we gotta rise from the dead, man. You know what I'm saying? We've been dead, man, for all these many years, here in America, it's supposed to be the land of the free, the home of the brave, and we just silent to the whole mechanism. You know what I'm saying? Oh boy, I can go on and on. Y'all don't want me to get started. Okay. All right, get on, talk.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead. And not only you, any other a veteran or anyone who wishes to speak, we welcome your comments. We need your comments. And let me just say this.
Yeah, yeah.
I am looking at my switchboard. And where those of you where you're calling in from, and I am looking at right now about four or five when it comes to the area codes that you're calling from. I know I'm looking at least six different states that are on this phone with us right now, saying that to say, we would like to have a Muslim Veterans Association in your state. So that's why I am saying get in touch with, come through us, and we will definitely get in touch with MAVA. Like Brother Isaiah said, MAVA, and that stands for the American Muslim Veterans Association. We would send your information over to them. And our national commander will be more than happy to get in touch with you and start a post in your community or in your area. So, again, you can contact us at our send us an email, navassc@gmail.com, or you can go on our website at newafricablackbeltwallstreet.com, or you can contact either myself or Brother Aziz, and that would be at 202-903-7278, Aziz, I forgot my own telephone number. Would you please give it to him for me?
That's 202 202 202-288-5660. 202-288-5660.
Thank you. I mean, I done sat here and talked about so many subjects until I forgot my own telephone. But brothers and sisters, I might
be. Uncle Red Hamilton, young man.
We enjoy.
That's all right. That's all right.
Yes, indeed. Yep. But like I said, we would love to start a post in your area. So our association will grow and will continue to grow. Thanks. Our mics are still got a good 45 minutes of run our mouth with each other.
Brother Bilal, I was going to ask you. I didn't know where we're going to have our disaster preparation and.
No, Sister Aisha is not with us. She's another very important meeting in her home state of Carolina, and she's entertaining another meeting that she had no other choice but to be there, so she won't be with us this evening.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, is Sister, our director from Oklahoma, with us?
Sister Williams, are you with us? No, I'm certain, you know, if Sister Williams was with us, she wouldn't have been quiet this long. So, like I said, brothers and sisters, we have directors in many states. We need more directors. So, again, by getting in touch with us and letting us know maybe you can take on one of our directors' positions in your state and help the association to grow. Because, like the brother said, we need to grow. We definitely will not stop now. So our mics
don't
are open.
Stop now, bro.
No way. We won't, and we're very encouraged by having brothers like yourself pushing us on.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. By all means. I tell you, God, that you know, we just have God got a way of doing things out here. You know what I'm saying? You know, we serve a mighty Lord, man. He got a way of doing things, and to come into this event so late. I did it some time ago, but I slacked off. That was back in the day, long time ago. I slacked off, but I'm back on the scene now, Aki. And I can't, you can't put out something that you already had, man. Come on, man. This thing is serious. It's serious. And we got to partake, and we got to be a representation. And I just can't see us being slack. You know, you may have talked on this, and then I'm gonna. This is the end of what I'm gonna say. Imam W.D. Muhammad said that we, as a people, lacking. We lacking. Lacking. We lacking. The Imam he made a point that black, you know, we lacking in every way, and he demands set us on a big. I'm a powerful course, man. That man, he just so impacting, man. And we just have to just keep with his lectures, keep in the spirit, and keep going. And don't be lacking so much. Don't be lacking. Just go ahead on and make it happen. Just make it happen. That's all. Just make it happen. Just you know, because. Go ahead, Aki. Go ahead. I don't let me get carried away, man. I tell you, I can get carried away, but I had to make that statement.
We appreciate it. We definitely appreciate it. And brothers, like I said, take yourself off mute. We want to hear from all of you. And we need your comments. It's what motivates us. It encourages us. It helps us, because then we will know what. Because again, I come up with topics for the program. Been coming up with topics for the program for the last 8 years. And mentioned in 8 years, brothers and sisters, you can always go on our archives. And by going on our archives, you go to a blogtalkradio.com/Washington, D.C. You can now go, and when you go on our archives, you can see all of the programs that we've put on for the last 8 years. So you can actually go on our archives and listen to our programs, and it might take you 2 or 3 days to listen to everything we've said within the last 8 years. So, and believe me, I go back to our archives because of the many, many different programs, whether we have a special guest like the brother from Delaware was saying, he liked to bring on. When we have special guests, now is when we, that's who you're going to hear from, is that special guest. And we have had many, many powerful guests to come on our radio show and make some very informative comments and leaving very informative information with us. So you can always go on our archives and hear past radio presentations. So we welcome your comments. It helps us to be able to bring up the subjects that concerns all of us. And believe me, when you start talking about hearing African Americans when they do speak, brother, they can come up with some very, very informative, very, very informative information that's going on in our country, in our state,
yes, indeed,
and in
yes,
our community.
Yes, indeed.
You know,
I'll agree.
So that's why we welcome your comments, and
mm-hmm.
When we have these open mics,
we need to let our audience know also about financial advisor we have when it comes to commercial real estate and real estate. We'd like to let them know about Brother Sam Harris. And if you don't mind telling them about that, Brother Bilal, tomorrow I go, you know, and see the dentist to get them taken care of. So I might seem like I've been talking much, but the jaw's getting tight, sore. So you mind telling our audience about Brother Sam Harris, please?
Again, he's just one of the many, but yes, Brother Sam Harris is a certified commercial real estate and he's also a certified financial planner. Brother Harris is in his real estate ventures. They have created a few millionaires, and one of their biggest recent investment ventures was down in Selma, Alabama. As you know, Selma, Alabama, the Caucasians left the entire city about 5 years ago, just before the COVID hit us. Caucasians left the city of Selma. They went, you know how they build new communities where they don't have to worry about nobody living in the communities but them. So they left Selma, Alabama, and when they left Selma, Alabama, African Americans down there that lived there was more or less put in the dark because, again, Caucasians have left, and they were the one, of course, who ran all the commercial establishments. Well, the brother Sam Harris came in with his real estate investors, and along with many of the professionals over at Tuskegee Institution, and they put together a program as to where they start buying up downtown Selma. They bought several of the buildings, and of course these buildings were going at a very low cost. And so these brothers went in there and bought Selma, and of course we all know about that famous bridge that Martin Luther King...
The Pettus Bridge.
Let's say that again, brother, the name of the bridge?
That was the Pettus Bridge, I think. Pettus Bridge.
And that particular bridge, right as you cross coming into Selma, this is where Brother Harris and them start buying up the real estate. They bought an entire block of that particular area, and then they took these buildings from two stories buildings all the way up to 7 to 8 story buildings in height, and they put many, many different businesses in there. They also knew that they're going to be building the museum for senator. I don't know where my mind is at, Brother Aziz. Give me his name.
Yep. Oh man, what did I talk about? John Lewis.
Lewis. Yeah, Brother John Lewis.
Yeah, John Lewis. Yeah.
His memorial is being built as we speak. And the brothers who built Sam Harris and those investors who built those buildings, their buildings is going to be right in front of the John Lewis memorial. Knowing this and seeing what these brothers was doing in Selma, white folks came back. They came back and they started buying up the rest of the blocks. As a matter of fact, Sam and them wanted to buy most of the downtown area. But, again, we couldn't get black investors as fast as white folks could get white investors. And also Orientals came back and they started putting monies into a Selma. But to make a long story short, we do, Sam and them do own some very valuable properties there, but there was many, many other properties that we were wasn't able to purchase because black investors' participation and bringing in the monies that they needed. We couldn't get, but the Caucasians, of course, the community, they were able to bring in investors, and also the Orientals, they was able to bring in investors, and so they're the ones who bought up. And one of the buildings that they bought was the hotel. That's the one that we really, really wanted. But again, we was outbid.
Because we were lacking, man. That's all it was, because we were lacking. Just tell it like it is, brother. Because we were lacking. We couldn't get the monies up, man. We were lacking.
And you can see, but today those buildings that they bought for a couple hundred thousand dollars is worth millions. So those of us who did invest, and I say us, I was fortunate enough to be in on some of it. Our values have gone up from a couple hundred thousand dollars in the purchase of the buildings to now the buildings are worth tens of millions of dollars. And so that's the kind of investments that we're talking about. That's the kind of supporters and the presenters that you'll be hearing when you start talking about New Africa Black Belt Wall Street Business Association. We have some very, very powerful representatives that are a part of our associations, and we want to continue to grow our communities all over this country, and we're doing it jointly as to where we can be each other's assets, and we do not have to use banks. We can simply be each other's assets, and we all invest together. Because, again, when it comes to African Americans and the power of our black dollars, our consumer spending in 2022, last year, our consumer spending came to $1.4 trillion. These are this is how much money we spent into education.
Wow.
And this year, it's projected that we've spent $1.9 trillion. And Black Friday is coming up. So this is the kind of monies that African Americans spend in other. That's
Good money.
If we would
big
start,
money, man. Big money.
Yes, that's the reason why we want to come together and have a powerful investors and opportunities, because all of our black communities, you go to any of our communities in any state, you're not going to see business participation. You're not going to see banks. You're not going to see insurance companies. You're not going to see any kind of businesses in our
community. Foods and stuff. No. Brother, let me tell you something.
What's happening? Go ahead.
Let's bring it on. Okay, go ahead.
Our black communities, as we speak, are on life support. What do I mean by that? If we have right now so many outsiders that are coming into our communities, especially with all these immigrants coming into the communities, they're going to be coming to our communities, taking over our communities. If we lose our communities, we're finished. We won't be nothing but we'll be forced to be consumers. because we won't own anything. Ownership is what
right.
gives power. We must own.
That's right.
And the first thing we need
That's
to
right.
own is
So
That's again,
right.
we must invest and keep our black communities because our
That's
black
right.
communities
That's
worth
right.
trillions of dollars. So
that's right. That's right.
That's why we are.
That's right.
A business association. And yes, we do have powerful
yeah.
representatives in our association, and we look for powerful representatives to continue to grow with us. So, brothers and sisters, again, our mics are open. We want your comments.
Yeah, one of the things, Brother Bilala, I wanted to say that I had to remember that the power in Selma, Alabama, after the white folks left out of there, the power was cut off. The black folks didn't have no electricity. They had to go and raid a lot of ruckus to get the power cut back on in Selma.
Wow.
That's how dirty
wow.
the move was when they made the move.
Yeah.
They cut
oh.
the power off for that city.
Those brothers went in there and paid to have that power cut back on. Those same
yeah.
they went in there and paid so the black, because Selma, Alabama, African Americans down there, most of them are very low income and pretty poor condition. So again, these
yeah.
went and they paid to have these. Electrics are cut back on not only for their business but the entire communities. So, brothers and sisters, we're some powerful folks, especially when we come together. And what really gives us our power, like Brother Aziz and I started talking, we need to start putting our monies into our own financial institutions. By putting your money
yes, yes.
in banks, these white banks are taking your monies and telling you that you can't get a business loan, but a white person
yes.
is coming and they can get a business loan and using your money.
Mm.
To do so. Most of this discrimination, we sort of bring it on ourselves because we give
exactly.
away.
Exactly.
We give away so much. So again, brothers
yeah,
and sisters.
Yeah, we consume so much. We consume. Man, we're
yep.
consumer nation. We're going to break it. We're going to break that. We consume. And we have nobody, no power to be in place for consuming.
And just look how much is going to happen between now and Christmas.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
on. It's on already. It's already
yeah.
on, man. These commercials already got our minds, and we just got to go out here and buy. We just got to spend it out. We don't
We've
like money for some reason. We don't like it. But can we stop consuming? I'm telling you, man.
And let me say this.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead. Please forgive me. Go ahead.
Many of us have traveled in many parts of Europe.
Yeah.
Africa.
Yeah.
The Arabian countries and whatever. And you
yeah.
know what you see when
yeah.
you see that? See outside businesses. You're not going to see businesses in,
yeah.
inside of a store. You're going to see someone selling their goods. I don't care where you go. India, I don't care where you go. Mexico. You go there and you're going to see folks selling their goods outside. They got their fish markets out there. They got their fruit markets out there. They got their clothing. Brothers and sisters, we don't have to be inside of a building in order to be in business. We can be in our own black our black communities, and we're selling our produce in our own black communities. Mm-hmm. Everybody's saying, I am going to go and rent me a storefront. All that money you paying
that's
for
consumer.
Rent, you ain't going to never see revenue.
But look,
go right
exactly,
ahead.
Exactly. I keep exactly.
Right
even ahead. You know, Fifth and Florida. We got Fifth and Florida at the market. In Fifth and Florida, the market here in the city, Fifth and Florida. It used to be that parking lot that was in front of the stores had nothing but. We was out there. We was out front, man. We was selling our goods, man. We were selling our goods in Fifth and Florida. Back in the day, that was back in the day. But boy, we need to bring it on to the day, you know.
Hey.
We were selling all our goods out in the open, in the open air market, man. You know, when the weather was right, we'd be out in the open air market at Fifth and Florida here in D.C., Washington D.C. And we need to bring it back, Aki. We need to bring it back. That's all there is to. We need to have it back. That's our market. We need to capitalize back on our market, man. And whatever it takes to get it, we need to get it. And get it on. Okay, go ahead.
And I'm going to tell you something else that I am noticing that is African-Americans want to buy from other African-Americans. We get calls all the time. We get emails all the time. And sisters and what have you is saying, look, it's Christmas time or what have you. We're ready to spend up, but we want to black businesses, but we don't know where the black businesses are. Can you please send us information on where the black businesses are? So, brothers and sisters, they want to buy black. But, again, we don't goods and services to present and sell to our own folks who want to do business with you. And so, yes, start a business. Go outside and start your vending. Your own black community. Set up your space. Set up your mobile vehicles. And start doing business with your communities. They want to spend dollars with you, but we're not presenting businesses to our own communities. Our vice
That's
are,
right.
We still have a few moments.
That's true.
We still welcome your comments.
That's true.
Okay. So, brothers and sisters.
Yeah, well.
Go right here, Brother Aziz.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, you know, Brother Law, you've covered a whole lot tonight. We've covered a whole lot, and once again, we, to our listening audience, we just want to let them know that we are seeking memberships. Be a part of this show. Become a member. Do you have a business or just be an individual? We want to keep this program on the air. We've been, you know, it's been on the air for 8 years, and of course, Blog Talk Radio shows, they don't run for free. But if you go on our website, as Brother Bilal said, New Africa Black Belt Wall Street Business Association.com, and, you know, our webpage, New Africa VA, you will see on there that what we have to offer and what it become what it is to become a member. And as a member of New Africa Black Belt Wall Street Business Association, you have these opportunities to have your product marketed on our webpage, which is seen worldwide, as well as come on the show and tell people about your business, which people worldwide are going to listen to, as well as any businessmen that's listening on to our program, as well as that's part of our webpage that has products on there that's for sale, you have opportunity to network with them, as well as people on our program that come on with like-minded ideas you'll have opportunity to network with them. So any of y'all that's listening to us, become a member of the New Africa Black Belt Wall Street Business Association. You know, you don't have to be a business to be a member. And our membership is very minimal. That's why I say, I'm not going to tell you what our membership is. I want you to come to our website and look and see what we have to offer. And you'll see what the membership is then. Then you can tell us whether or not you think it's worth it. But I can tell you what, there is nowhere in the world for under $100 that you can not only have your business marketed, you could come on and tell people about your business, meet like-minded people as well as we have a number of we have financial counselors like Brother Bilal. He's a financial counselor. We have attorneys of Ms. Shalora Williams. We have CPAs, accountants. Gina Baker, Miss Gina Baker, and we just have a number of services we offer. So that's what I had to say, Brother Bilal. I'm gonna turn it back over to you.
Appreciate it, brothers and sisters. Like I said, our mics are open. Anyone who has any comments, we welcome your comments at this time. You don't have any comments. I'd like to take the next few moments and play some, I would say, marching music. Music about who we are as veterans and who we are as Americans. So, and please, every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m., this is New Africa Black Belt Wall Street. Goodness.
Brother Bilal, this is
Assalamu alaikum, Maki.
Thank you, and Assalamu alaikum, my brothers, and hope to see you next week.
Assalamu alaikum, Maki.
Fighting for survival.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. America.
That's right.
Hey. Hello, soldier. I love you. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you, big brother. We tune in next week and see you in Duma. Okay?
Inshallah.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum.
My beloved brother.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
No.